This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, not kind of sort of, but truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do. And sign up for the email blast. So I send it out once a week. I know that the company that handles it for us has been having some trouble with it, but, you know, we do the best we can. You'll find out who's on, who I've invited to be on. It doesn't always work out that way, but who I've invited to be on and, you know, the topic's going to be discussing, that kind of thing. I also have stuff up for sale. You know, it really helps when you buy the coffee mugs, buy the water bottles, buy whatever. There's actually a link up there now for the store. We have another store where you get baseball caps and shirts and whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy, okay? Really that simple. Anyway, if you go up to the website, there's also a button up there called Patreon. If you click the Patreon button, it allows you, you can become a member of the team, if you would, where, you know, a small monthly donation helps keep the show on the air in your area. Not that we're going off next Tuesday, which is one of those things where every little bit helps because, as you've heard, YouTube, Facebook, other places, a lot of conservative radio talk show hosts have lost a large amount of their income because of these other sources that we're used to getting money from, we were used to getting revenue from. So I know Corey loves when I have to fall on the sword and say I'm sorry. Corey loves it. So it's not... it's not a joke anymore. It's not a conspiracy. It's not one of those deep state things. But gun confiscation is going to start soon in Illinois. So, you know, when you look at what's going on, you look at these states that are trying to find end runs around the law, ways to make things happen, or around the Constitution, I should say, ways to make things happen so that they don't have to go to court, or they don't think they will. Somebody's going to challenge this somewhere. Like, you know, when President Oblamo said the reason he had to fill planes up with cash is because, and you remember when he sent the money to Iran? Yeah. The reason he had to fill up the planes with cash was because it would have been illegal for him to wire the money through American banks to Iran. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if you look at the spirit of the law, it was to make sure that these dictatorial, animalistic regimes like were going on in Iran wouldn't get money. So what you did was just go around it because you felt you knew better. You felt that you had the right to do whatever, anything you darn well pleased, right? And you were entitled to do whatever you wanted to do to make it happen. But I guess President Trump isn't because you don't agree with him. See, that's the hypocrisy. That's what's causing the fighting. That's what's causing the feuding. That's what's causing the hate in this country. Not the fact that we have differences of opinion, but the fact that the far left seems to believe that they can do anything they want to do to push those differences, to push them through. And we can't. Even if we do it lawfully, we can't. A bill requiring 18 to 20-year-olds to hand over or transfer ownership of legally possessed assault weapons. Did you hear me? Legally. Now, laws usually aren't retro like this. Usually. But they've pushed this one. Now, so now, if you're between 18 and 20 years old, you have to go down and give your guns back to people at the police station and or transfer them to your mom or dad, cousin, uncle, whatever. Now, that's been going through, and it's gaining sponsors in the Illinois Senate, passed the House. It's called HB 1465. Now, let me see. It was sponsored by Representative Michelle Moosman, a Democrat. It passed by a vote of 64 to 51 on February 28th after being introduced to the upper house by the Senate President John Cullerton out of Chicago, a Democrat. See, because banning these, getting these rifles out of the hands of the 18 to 21-year-olds will definitely stop those murders in Chicago that are committed by semi-automatic handguns that have been obtained illegally. It'll fix all of that, won't it? Senator Jim Oberweis, he's a Republican out of Sugar Grove. The NRA gave him an A rating. Was also a co-sponsor of the bill. How does that happen? Now, I guess he's going to get A-minus now. The NRA in Illinois described the weapons covered by HB 1465 as commonly owned semi-automatic firearms. Wow, there's a broad brush, isn't it? The bill requires 18 to 20-year-olds to forfeit ownership of any magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Gun confiscation is here. All right? They're going to come for the young. First, they'll take it out of the young, 18 to 20, 18 to 21. All right? You know, think of how asinine this is. You can send an 18-year-old into the military, into the Marines. Right? And he can do two years there. He can learn to fight. He can learn to shoot. He can actually kill people with a fully automatic rifle. But yet he doesn't have the wherewithal. He doesn't have the horse sense to have a rifle here, even a hunting rifle. Right? If you're a 20-year-old single mom with a restraining order against a violent ex-boyfriend, yeah, you got to go give the gun back. I mean, do these Dems in Chicago, do they really care about you? Their actions speak louder than their words. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fisher joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you a short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was able to get hold of David Fisher earlier and talking about the market. The roller coaster ride, let's just get on it, because you need to hear what's going on. You need to know what you're going to do with your money, or what little money you have. What little money I have. I don't know. We'll just put our money together.
Supposed to be that many.
Oh! And that's what we heard last week. on Wall Street all week long. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. I'm sorry, David. I couldn't resist, right? I mean, it seemed like it was a roller coaster ride. It seemed like Wall Street was just kind of crazy. Last week, coming in this week, people were, you know, the sky is falling and all that. And I knew, I just kept telling people, relax. David will straighten this out on Wednesday. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Talks in plain, simple English like he does to us every week. And the market, I mean, you've been on for a couple of years. I've not been into, but I've been watching the markets. This is quite different, is it not?
This is different. Thank you for the great intro. I can explain why the market's on a roller coaster, but I can't stop the roller coaster. So, and that's not something you want to get in front of. It'll run you right over.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been definitely a roller coaster ride. I said it would be this year, and it's nothing short of that. I mean, just today, the Dow was down almost 500 points, and now it closed up 200-some points, 231 points. So is that not a roller coaster ride? Well, yeah, quickly.
All right, but looking at the bigger picture, okay, because I know we all get stuck in these little microcosms, oh, my God, look at today, oh, my God, look at, right? But you've taught me and others have taught me, you know, one day, even one week doesn't make the market. You've been talking about how the market has to balance itself back out. The Fed is unwinding the balance sheet. We've got some trade imbalance going on. I mean, these things are almost somewhat becoming a perfect storm, are they not?
Well, they're interconnected, yes, and we're in a different environment this year than we were last year. I said we would be in this different environment. So, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, this roller coaster ride, like most roller coasters, stop in a minute or two. This is not going to stop in a month or two. This is going to continue this year and probably throughout the year until some of the things that are abnormal causing this are not in the picture anymore. So, right. You know, I think we could even have, reluctantly saying this, I'm a little bit tongue-tied, thinking, should I really say this? Okay, I'm going to say it. We could have a bigger roller coaster ride next year if this roller coaster ride is a significant portion of it is tied to the Fed and winding or selling their balance sheet. If that's the underlying thing that's causing this, then the roller coaster ride in 2019 is going to be much more severe than 2018. If it's not that, and it's tariffs, it's Amazon, it's Facebook, you keep going back in time a couple months, it's you fill in the blank and it's all those other things, then those things, whatever the next new thing is, you know, here. But, you know, we've had some things that have shooken the market, or shook the news, but didn't shake the market last year. So why is it shaking the market this year? I think that there's some things that, as President Trump is saying with China, I think that's part of this. But I don't think that's the biggest picture. I think it does relate to China, but not necessarily what President Trump is saying, but what he's not saying. And I think it has to do with the Fed unwinding the balance sheet. So I think those are the two big topics we're going to be talking about this year, the Fed unwinding the balance sheet and what China is or isn't doing and how we're responding to that as a country. Those topics are not going to stop. And unfortunately, those two topics, along with what's going on with the Treasury, are the topics at hand that has caused uncertainty. And then depending on who says what, it will cause certainty in a market for a moment of time.
You know, they're talking about the, you know, Amazon and what's going on with Facebook. I'm sure Facebook isn't helping. I mean, there's a lot more going on here, too, in the background. You've got the Facebook issue going on. You've got the Amazon issue going on. And even GE is lending to some of the market uncertainties. Aren't they? I mean, all of them?
Well, General Electric is probably the most least transparent company of the three with the biggest historical breadth. In the market, you know, being a main component historically in the Dow, but, you know, it's now being overshadowed, I think, more other, you know, factors like Amazon and Facebook. But, yeah, General Electric has a significant headwind against them. Their stock has totally been obliterated this year and even a part of last year. So, This whole thing with China, though, does affect GE. So that's part of the connection there, because and affects Boeing and affects, you know, because they're their industrial base, GE is, and so anything that's an industrial base is being affected, especially through the tariffs.
Yeah, and that, and then, you know, we've talked about the tariffs, but I want to come back real quick. You got about a minute with Amazon. You know, people are saying that the president is this underlying sorcerer. Why is he going after Amazon the way he is? But he talked about going after Amazon on the campaign trail. This is not new. And his biggest beef, and I got to tell you something, because I ship stuff out of our warehouse all the time. What Amazon gets away with getting delivered on a Sunday for $1.47, I can't get delivered during the week for $6. You know what I'm saying?
But there's nothing wrong with that, though. That's called capital free markets. There's nothing illegal about that.
Well, no. There's nothing illegal about it. But you know what? We're going to hit this on the other. I'm not going to let you get away with it. And I don't want to get away with it because, look, to me, if you want true capitalism, it has to be an equal playing field. You know, it's just like we build things here in this country that they also build in Mexico, and I hear how it's cheaper to build in Mexico. Well, yeah, they don't have the EPA in Mexico. In California, we have the AQMD. It's 10 times more powerful than the EPA. So if you want a level playing field, if you want to be honest about it, you want to have honest, lack of a better term, honest capitalism, then the only way you have that is when truly the same rules apply to both sides. The same package that they charge me $5+ to ship on a weekday. If I want it delivered on a Sunday, there's a premium to be paid. But Amazon doesn't have to pay it. Walmart, I mean, they get it. And they say that the Postal Service, right, loses money every year. They run in a deficit. Why should I have to pay for both? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Back more with David Fisher after the break. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Style on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back at it. David Fisher joins us, as he does every week, and talk about, you know, not just about gold. He's not just selling gold, okay? Talk about the economy, the direction it's heading in. If you've listened to him for any length of time, you know how he feels about, you know, you got to have real estate, you got to have precious metals, you got to have stocks, you got to have some cash that you want to bury in the backyard. But sincerely, you need to know, I'm so tired of being bombarded with how the sky is falling when really it's not falling. All right, we're going to go back at it. Our buddy David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, you know, great guy. I love having him on. He speaks in plain, simple English, and he deals with the stuff. You know, when you guys send me questions, last week you were freaking out. I said, you know what, call him. Don't call me, call him. I don't have a clue. I don't deal with the market every day like he does. So if you want to know where, you know, where precious metals are and all this, where stocks are and all those bonds and, you know, where this market is headed, he's the guy to talk to. So, you know, David Fisher's online with me, and in the last segment we were talking about, Amazon and Facebook and how the market. And, David, I get your point that, you know, capitalism, the best guy wins kind of thing, but is, you know, the post office already loses money. Let's start off there. We already subsidize them. How is it that Amazon gets away with paying $1.47 to ship a product on a Sunday, and during the week I can use the same size box, if not, you know, smaller, and it costs me $6 to have it delivered?
That's a simple answer. Amazon has good management skills. They know how to handle money, and the government has ridiculously lost the concept of how to do either of those. President Trump's probably the first president in a long time from a business standpoint that's trying to bring that back. But the government is stupid. Totally stupid, ignorant, and has no concept how to manage a business, evidenced by them being $21 trillion in debt. They don't handle money very well, and they don't know how to manage people. So this is why, as long as the United States has a U.S. postal system, it will be upside down. That doesn't mean Amazon needs to run and continue in the footsteps of the U.S. Post Office. Amazon is a business for profit, and they hire a lot of people that brings a lot of tax revenue to our country. And they're doing everything by the book. They're doing everything legal. And if you're going to apply the same retaliation to Amazon, and this is where I differ from our president, I support him, but I don't think he's using the same yardstick with Amazon that he's using with all the other internet companies. If so, there'd be a lot of other internet companies in President Trump's tweets saying, it's not just Amazon, it's this company, it's this company, it's this company. But he's not doing that. And the reason he's not is because the owner of Amazon has a huge news publication that President Trump hates, and we all know that. So, I don't want to get into the politics side of this, but financially, Amazon has a great business model. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not broke, and they employ, 30,000 people, and the government gets a significant amount of revenue and taxes. The day that we have the government come in and, quote, make this a level playing field, and they single out a company, that's not the government acting in the behalf of all companies. That's the government singling out a individual company. And this is where I think President Trump is absolutely wrong. If he had, in my opinion, the fortitude to say all these internet companies and listed a dozen of them, then he's got my A-plus on that. But right now I can't even come close to giving that grade because he's singling out a certain internet company, and it's just, to me, it's ridiculous. It's all he's doing, and it's causing market gyration.
Well, you think he's using them as an example?
Do I think he's using that as an example?
Or you?
No.
Okay.
No, if he had not made it a public beef where he hates the Washington Post, then I could say, yes, he's using this as an example, and once he knocks that one off the pedestal, he's going to go for another one, another one, another one. But none of that's happening. Okay. He's not using it as an example. He's using it as, I'm not happy with fake news, and this Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, also owns a paper, newspaper company that Trump has said multitude of times that is fake news. So if it wasn't connected that way, then I couldn't be, and we all know it's connected. So there's an element maybe that's not being said that the media, and I'm not Democrat, so don't send me hate mail here. I'm pro-growth, pro-capital, pro-Republican, pro-Trump. But that doesn't mean I can't have my own opinion. I don't have to be a yes man and agree with everything he does or says.
Sure. No, I got it. And my people know that. I got on Trump last night for something that he was doing. And you know, my attitude is with this, you know, when he does good things, call him out. When he does bad things, call him out. That's what equality is. That's what,
yeah,
you know, that's what we should be doing as conservatives, as Republicans, people that, you know, want to rule a lot, apply equally across the board. Again, and I know we touched on it, but, you know, the Fed and the unwinding of their balance sheet, it appears to me like they're still doing that. How long will that go on?
Possibly 3 years, 2 years on the short side of it, unless the Fed can draw the conclusion that their actions are causing market turmoil. So far, it's not being presented that way in the news, although there is a correlation, and here's why. When the first Fed this year started to up to the $30 billion a month, last year when they did it, first of all, they did it only $20 billion a month, and there was really not market turmoil at all. There was a few days there, but not much. This year, it's the end of January is when it all started. So, I mean, we didn't really have market turmoil all last year until the Fed's upped it another $30 billion. Imagine what's going to happen if this is truly tied to the Fed unwinding the balance sheet. Next quarter, they go to $40 billion, and the fourth quarter, they go to $50 billion, and all of next year, $600 billion. And Jeff Bezos, the second largest trader of bonds in the world, commented upon this on CNBC, saying next year is really going to tell a lot if where this market volatility is. So he thinks that this is being caused by the Fed also. And, you know, he's a lot more wiser about this market research than I am. But, you know, what I do know is this, is when we look at a trend of when treasuries are sold at the end of a month and the 15th also, but most of them are unwound by the Fed but at the end of the month, when you look at what happened in history, the last day of the month or the first day of the next month, that's when we had all this volatility for the most part, and they pin it on something else. But it did happen at the end of January and early February. We were down 666 points. The next day, we were down 1,175 points. I'm referring to the Dow. The same thing happened at the end of February, or excuse me, the end of that week. There was a sell-off of the Dow of 1,171 because the volatility didn't go away. The same thing happened at the end of March. Just last Thursday, the Friday market was closed because of Good Friday, but last Thursday the market went down 612 points, and it was down 700 points on Monday. So usually when this happens, we have 2 to 3 days of market downward pressure, then the market kind of tries to recover. Today is not that. This is not being caused by the Fed, because they already did that, and we're not at close to the 15th of the month. We're the 4th of the month, and we're not close to the end of the month. So this is either in the aftermath of that or has no correlation to that, and it has everything to do with tariffs. So who knows? Time will tell. We have to see a few more months, probably 4 or 5 more months, to see if this is the pattern. But there's some indication that the Fed has admitted, first of all, that in unwinding their balance sheet, it will cause market uncertainty and volatility. That's all their models have done before they started this. So now now we're seeing firsthanded what their model is showing to be true.
I love it. It's like, no, duh, really? I mean, with them, like, we don't know what's going on and what's going down. I find that somewhat amusing. All right, so I can pull this on. I can pull this off. You know, you've been spot on about the predictions, right? Last year and again, coming into this year, people always ask me, where do I get my information? How do you compile this? Because I know you don't just sit down and watch, look at Fox or Bloomberg and that's it, and then you move on. I mean, there's more to it than that.
Yes, I don't have and I have to say this very facetiously, I don't use a Ouija board or crystal ball or any nonsense or any of that demonic things or anything like that.
Yeah. You don't roll the dice?
I don't gamble. I'm not a gambler. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. You know, after you do something for 25 years, things start to, when you start to, first of all, after studying and studying and studying and research and more of that, and you start to see patterns that happen. If this happens, that happens, and if those two things happen, then if this third thing happens, then you know what that picture says? This is probably has a high chance of this happening. So having experience and following this and doing this for a long time aids me in this, but where I gather my information to...
You know, we'll get the rest of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Back more with David Fisher right after the break.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous jobber.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Listen, don't go far in the next hour. Jerome Corsi will join us. His new book is Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. I was quite impressed. He wasn't what I expected. Let me put it that way. So I very much enjoyed my time with him. I think you will, too. Let's finish this off. You need to know whether you have, you know, no matter how much money you have or don't have, you really need to give some consideration to what's going to go on over the next year, especially if you're in stocks, especially if you have precious metals. You need to know what's happening. You know, we're here with David Fisher. I love having him on the show because plain simple English, right? Now, what I always tell you guys, play. I don't want financial babble. I want to know in plain simple English what I need to do. I always enjoy having David Fisher on, the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, as usual, always a pleasure having you on. And in the last segment, I was just about ready to ask you, and then we ran out of time. Where are the markets headed? Where do you think they'll go? And how much money should I bury? What percentage of my money should I bury in the backyard?
I don't think you should bury anything in the backyard, personally, because now you just told everybody where your money is. So year to date, here's the numbers. The Dow is down. This is first quarter numbers. Dow is down 4.73. S&P is down 3.5%. NASDAQ just slightly down a third of a percent. And gold is up 2.8%. Did I expect that? No. I didn't think the markets would be down in equities near as much, although I said it would be uncertain and it wouldn't be close to these increases. Where we are now, first of all, there's no economic financial crisis going on. I want to make that very clear. This is the market trying to reset, and there's really strong economic growth coming, but the market is ignoring that and they're focusing on what I call rhetoric from China and the United States. There's a reason for this. I think President Trump really knows the underlying reason, and the reason is because he says we have to do what is best for our national security. What is the biggest asset of our national security? The dollar. What just got launched here recently, the Chinese currency called the yuan on March 26th. So that is, there's a fight going on that is happening that will continue to happen. There's lots of things that have been happening with the yuan since it got launched. I'm not saying they're good, but they are competing against the world reserve currency called the U.S. dollar. In my opinion, that's all this tariff stuff is really all about, securing the future of the dollar and America. And so President Trump has to do what he's doing. I don't know if he's going about it the right way or the wrong way, but he's doing what he thinks is best, and I support him in that because I believe in the future of America. If the dollar goes away as far as the worldwide currency, the dollar is not going away as a crash and not being a currency anymore. It just won't be used worldwide. But that's probably going to take a long time, over a decade, I would think. So I'm not an alarmist, although there are some people I highly respect recently have been writing saying totally opposite of this. And what is happening here recently, since they launched their currency, it's moving a lot faster than what everybody thought. So this time frame that I'm saying, if we don't get our financial house in order, it is going to be shortened. Where the markets are going to go, well, it's just going to be dependent on how many tweets, how many pushback China is going to do on this. You know, Larry Kudlow, who's the economic let me back up. Larry Kudlow, who's the U.S. National Economic Council director, when the markets were down today over 500 points, he said, when he was asked on Fox Business News, are we in a trade war? And he says, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let me just say right at the top, number one, blame China, not President Trump, because they've been doing this for many years, stealing our stuff. And he goes on and lists all that. He says, but in no way, shape, or form is this a trade war here. What is going on right now is we're in the early steps or stages of the process to see if we will have tariffs. And he commented on the tariffs, and President Trump and China are commenting on tariffs, and ultimately a decision and negotiations will be made. So this is just the talk. That's what's causing this. No tariffs really have been implemented fully yet. It takes time to do that, and it won't happen until the end of May. So we're going to have volatility. We're going to have this year probably a single-digit increase in equity markets, and it's going to be very challenging and very choppy. It's trying to determine market direction, and the computers are causing some of this volatility, because when you have a 500-point swing down, the computer kicks in, buying computers that have put buy programs in to buy kick in and start buying, and then the market goes back up. But when somebody says, like Larry Kudlow, very well-respected man, who hates trade wars, says what he says, it's going to influence the market, and it did. It caused it to move 700 points up in a very short amount of time today. So we have a lot of uncertainty, but our leadership is counterbalancing that uncertainty. This is, if you can't handle this roller coaster, You know, park some of your money. In fact, this is a time to probably trim your portfolio. Even if you're sitting long-term, it's a wise thing to do. This is happening mostly in U.S. stocks. A great place to put money, if you want to be in stocks, is foreign stocks right now, emerging markets. So there's less volatility, less increase of growth, but you won't have the roller coaster ride. So I'm not saying put all your money there. Just look at your portfolio. Now's the time to get some gold. Now's the time to get secure. That's why people are, you know, going to fixed income. So just be careful, because if this thing goes past a little more correction, then we're going to trigger another big step downward.
Yeah, you know, again, and I'm listening to you speak, and I've been listening to you for, you know, quite some time again. You've got a white paper out titled "Time Is Up: Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate?" Which I prefer deflate to some other things like that. So, what'd you tell us what that's about? And while you're at it, what's going to drive gold up? Is gold, is precious metals going to stay where they're at? Where are they going to go?
Well, that's an age-old question. There's a lot of resistance on technical side at 1358. We've touched on this four times, but usually when the sentiments go sour on a different any product or any stock, that's when that stock shows everybody is wrong. Everybody thought gold was going to rise, a month ago, 2 months ago, significantly. Last year, the year before, last year went up 12.7%. So that's not bad considering, you know, what is facing in the what stocks have done. So I think we're going to see, you know, gold is in a long-term bull market. And I think next year it's going to really show its head and shine really well. Because we're going to have a lot more financial problems next year that will be spurred on by the bond market. But right now it's just kind of moving sideways. A sideways moving stock is not bad. Neither is it bad for gold. It builds stability in the market. But there will be one or two headlines that will cause a breakout in gold. You know, the interesting thing that happened here recently, the last couple of weeks, is gold was the asset that people went to for safety, and so were treasuries. And before, those two were not. And the industry in equities was not betting that was going to happen. In fact, saying quite the opposite. In fact, some people that did options on the market against gold, saying that's not going to happen, they were completely wrong. So gold is going to make a surprise here. It does this periodically, and we are in a lot of bubbles that are being formed. And I do have a white paper on it called "Time Is Up: Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate." In here, it talks about seven or eight bubbles that are being formed. They're at different sizes. What's causing them to be formed, and what might cause a pop? Just think back to 2007, Joe. We had one bubble burst, which caused another bubble to burst, and that's when everything came tumbling down. So all we need is, unfortunately, the system is one or two bubbles burst, and this is going to be a totally different environment. That's why you've got to have some metals in your portfolio. That's why you got to have some fixed income in your portfolio. That's why you don't want to have 100% of your money in stocks like technologies or these high-producing stocks that are way over what you call price for earnings ratios. Just be careful. This is an environment of euphoria, and we're paying the aftermath of euphoria. We're not in a bear market yet, but we could be very soon if we see one or two headlines.
Getting the paper, getting information from you is extremely hard, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we charge a lot of money for all this information. No. Free information, no commitments required. There's nobody's going to bug you.
No hard sell. I mean, I hear that from everybody. No hard sell.
I guarantee you there will be no hard sell. I guarantee you we're not going to make your phone ring off the hook. We're not going to bother you. We're here to help you if you want our help. And I put together a lot of information. A lot of people that have read this white paper said, wow, I didn't realize how much the Chinese have put this all together. Now I can really see this whole master plan, and it confirms what I've been feeling, and now it makes sense why President Trump is putting on these tariffs. I mean, it totally makes sense. And, you know, I wrote this thing before tariffs were in place, before tariffs were being talked about. And so,
you know, always a pleasure to have David with you, but I can never get him to stop. So, you got to pay attention. You got to listen. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Remember, I told you, we've got Jerome Corzai joining us in the next hour. We're going to talk about his new book, Killing the Deep State. We'll be back in a few minutes.